Zeke and Ned. By Larry McMurtry and Diana Osana. Book One, Zeke's Folly. If folly were grief, every house would weep. George Herbert. Cherokee Nation, Going Snake District, Indian Territory. Zeke's probably got the only dog in the world that can walk sideways, Ned remarked to Tuxie Miller as they sat astride their horses, watching the cautious Zeke Proctor and his short, fat, black dog Pete sidestepping along in front of the dry goods store. Zeke's preference was to walk sideways, with a wall at his back, when in Tahlequah or any other place where his enemies might gather in strength. Pete, his constant companion, was as mean as a coon, but fatter than all but the fattest coons. "It's too muddy here. Let's go on home," Tuxie said, though he did not expect to get his way or even to get an answer. Ned Christie liked town life. Whenever he got a little ahead on his farming, he was bound for Tahlequah.
"I guess my dog could walk sideways if she practiced," Tuxie added.
He had a blue bitch named Thistle, who was, in his view, at least as smart as any dog Zeke Proctor had ever owned. About the time Zeke and Pete slithered around a corner, Tuxie happened to notice Bill Pigeon's horse. The horse, a gaunt sorrel, was tied in front of old Mandy Springston's house.
"There's Bill Pigeon's horse."